It's time for our first feature. You probably did not know this, but March the 20th was World Sparrow Day. Norfolk Wildlife Trust Reserves Officer Robert Morgan tells of the decline in numbers of this familiar bird. His article is read by Sam Elmhurst.
I, for one, have always celebrated the humble house sparrow, but the day has developed out of a great many serious issues. It is now designated as a platform to raise awareness of all formerly common birds, particularly in urban areas. The house sparrow, with the help of humans, has spread to nearly every corner of the world and was probably close to being one of the commonest bird species. A lot of wildlife conservation concentrates on precious habitats or rare species, and it could be argued that there are still plenty of sparrows. But the manner in which the house sparrow population has plummeted is staggering, and it is difficult to put across to younger people just how many there once were in our towns and cities. Formerly, with the exception of feral pigeons, most city dwellers' only regular encounter with the natural world was seeing sparrows. In fact, they were so commonplace as to be disregarded. At sunrise, they would form a chorus line along the guttering and, in unison, twitter a loud, repetitive song. They would hop among shoppers' feet in the high street in search of scraps or line up on park benches at lunchtime, although the sparrows' favourite haunt was the school roof. They would wait patiently for the scattered contents of a tuck box. 20, sometimes 30 or 40 sparrows would gather, but their feast was always hasty, as at least one boisterous child would run wildly towards them, sending them up into the air in all directions, only to meet again on the safety of the roof. Since the 1920s, a remarkable series of autumn bird counts have been carried out in Kensington Gardens, and it clearly illustrates the sad decline of the sparrow. A total of 2,603 were counted in 1925, but numbers dropped to only 8 in October 2000, and few have been recorded since. Of course, in 1925, there were still a great many horses in London, all requiring large quantities of oats, and old run-down housing provided excellent nest sites. And despite this, in recent times, 74% of the house sparrow population has disappeared. The answer to their demise is still not clear, and as always, probably a complex combination of explanations. However, one notable discovery is that parent birds are not finding enough small invertebrates to feed their chicks during the first few days after hatching, and perhaps a result of fewer urban gardens. Now, I'm lucky to have a well-stocked garden. It has boasted spotted flycatcher, brambling and blackcap, but never house sparrow, and I miss them. So this spring, I have put up a terrace of sparrow nest boxes on the north-facing wall of the house. They like to be out of direct sun. And for if we can't find space in our homes and hearts for the poor old sparrow, what hope is there?